Rand Paul praises President Trump for engaging Kim Jong-un in diplomacy. "You are doing the right thing." By Hannah Blow on July 3, 2019. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, let President Trump know Wednesday on Twitter that he supports his ongoing diplomatic efforts with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. In a tweet posted Wednesday morning, the Kentucky senator dismissed Trump's critics and applauded the president for engaging the North Korean dictator in diplomacy, adding that many in D.C. have tried to do the same but failed. "I applaud at real Donald Trump for engaging in diplomacy with the North Korean leader," Paul exclaimed. "Many in Washington are being critical, yet past administration tactics have not worked. We need more engagement around the world to prevent endless wars. Mr. President, you're doing the right thing," he continued. Despite walking away from the second historic summit in February with no deal, Trump met with Kim Jong-un at the DMZ, Demilitarized Zone, Sunday to become the first sitting U.S. president to step into North Korea. "Good to see you again," Trump reportedly told Kim. "I would never have expected to see you at this place." Kim attributed the meeting to his excellent relationship with Trump. Even North Korea's state newspaper Rodong Sinmun praised the somewhat impromptu meeting, declaring that it ended the inglorious relations between the two countries, the U.S. and North Korea. "There are continuing signs of progress. According to recent reports, North Korea is considering talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again, even though it previously called for his termination." As Breitbart News reported, communist dictator Kim Jong-un already accepted Pompeo's presence at his impromptu summit last week with President Donald Trump in Panmunjom, the border village sitting in Korea's Demilitarized Zone, DMZ. "I left there with the recognition, I think, that Chairman Kim really wants to get something done. Something very significant, that we want to do so in a timely way," Pompeo said Sunday. "We think we do have a jumping-off point for these discussions, which have put us in a place where we can truly evaluate if there is a clear path forward," he added.